So many residents of Seabright want to be involved in reimagining their town that a recent borough meeting had to be held across the bridge in Rumson, since there was nowhere here that could accommodate the crowds. As a narrow strip of land just south of Sandy Hook and bordered by water on both sides, Seabright's battles with Mother Nature are certainly nothing new. Frank Lawrence was born in town and spent the first few years of his childhood growing up there in the early 1950s.
We lived right on the river. I think we were evacuated about five times. And at that point, my mother said, "That's enough." And we moved across the river. And so it's interesting that a flooding actually brought me back to the town.
Lawrence isn't a planner or engineer. In fact, most of the folks at the meeting he attended were simply residents and people connected to the town and concerned about its future. They came to channel Sandy's impact into an effort to make changes to Seabright, both to address long-standing challenges and to create the community they've always dreamed of having.
You have to take this disaster and say, all right, we lost all that, but here's an opportunity now where we can do something positive for the long-term future of the town.
Residents milled around the room, posting on boards their suggestions about what kinds of amenities and entertainment they'd like and how they want to restore Seabright's waterfront. Barbara Nadler wants it to maintain its funky vibe for artists and other creative people.
Open up the restaurant so they have tables outside and people would come to that. You know, we have those properties in front of the seawall that are individually owned. You could put tables up there, you know, where people would play chess. You know, like in Europe when they have those tables and people come. And you need to have something that is special to Seabright.
The key, she says, is to sort through all these suggestions from residents like herself to come up with a clear vision of what steps the town should take in the months ahead. It's not that people haven't had these types of discussions in the past, but Sandy has effectively wiped the slate clean and created an environment where they're rethinking things from scratch. And it's brought with it the possibility of securing funding to finally turn some of these pie-in-the-sky ideas into action.
Change already happens, and it happened to us in one fateful night. And so we're now learning to embrace that.
Dina Long is the mayor of Seabright.
We're really committed to a grassroots recovery, meaning that our plans are going to come from the ground up, not the top down. And so what you see here tonight is the beginning of that process.
She says it will continue over the next few months with resident-led committees identifying their priorities and then applying for grants to put those ideas into practice. Seabright is one of a handful of coastal towns taking this approach, with the assistance of several community-based organizations. And they've hired project managers to help get the work done. The goal is to make the Jersey Shore more resilient, one town at a time. But according to Carlos Rodriguez of the Blaustein Planning Program at Rutgers, that doesn't just mean making them better able to withstand storms.
It's more sustainable, more self-sufficient. So what do you do to diversify this local economy and attract activities that will generate employment, generate wealth, revenue, attract people to come here that would otherwise not be attracted?
And this effort extends beyond individual towns. Another aim of the project in Seabright, and a similar one in nearby Highlands, is to get towns to collaborate with their neighbors to form more of a regional approach to the Sandy recovery. Planning advocacy groups say that if these trial partnerships are successful, they could spread and set a model for future recovery efforts up and down the coast.